Welcome, Spocklighters. If you're listening to this Spocklight Supplemental, then you are one of our truest listeners, because this is an absolute deep cut. I came up with this idea that we're going to look at the Star Trek commercials featuring original cast members and some TNG ones thrown in there for the mix. But I think we just always rallied around, you know, sharing random like cast adverts for over the intervening years.
Well, you must have realized at some point of how many these guys have
done. I know. I mean, there was a lot of fallow periods in their careers, let's put it that way. So, you know, keep the money rolling in between Star Trek movies or
make that bread.
I just thought like some of them were absolutely fantastic. And I think what we've done today is we've gone and found some amazing big cuts of all these commercials together, and we've picked out the ones where there's a Star Trek theme. Now, there'd be like, you know, a qualifier, I suppose, to like choose them for this episode, this very special episode of the commercials of Star Trek. There had to be some element of playing on their Star Trek personas. So it wouldn't be enough that just William Shatner walks into the supermarket and talks about frozen peas, and it's just that's William Shatner. Like, he didn't beam in. He didn't talk about like these being great for the, you know, staying on the shoulder of Orion or something like that. It had to be some kind of like element of Star Trek,
yeah,
which narrows it down a bit, but not that much, because there's still, I think, most of these, but 80% of all the commercials we're going to like go through today.
Well, yeah, I think it's a real great showing that obviously Star Trek was so much in the American public conscious that you could just have these guys rock up and say a few like wink wink lines, and people knew what was going on, and that it was, you know, we're looking at Kirk and Spock and stuff, like they were such household names and household characters that and some of the companies that we see that we you know are using them to flog stuff, it makes a lot of sense. Some of them not so much.
I just realised you're wearing a top, which is Todd's, the colour of TOS.
Yeah,
is that deliberate?
No.
Very good. On with the commercials.
So I think, listeners, for you to kind of play along at home, we will put up the link to the kind of super edit of like the original crew. And we'll also put up the super editor of the Next Gen crew. And then there will just be sort of like some other ones that just sort of randomly popped in there, which didn't actually feature in those kind of super edits.
But I'm sure you can hunt them down.
Yeah, like this first one is just called Commercials Featuring Star Trek Cast Members. And it's 38 minutes long.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah. So you want to like, you know, have a look at, yeah, about 2 minutes, 9 seconds. We're going to begin with our first one, which is for Commodore. And we'll play this now.
When it comes to video games, nobody compares to Atari.
I find Intellivision more sophisticated and lifelike.
Gentlemen, move over for my friend Vic. The Commodore VIC-20.
Move over?
The Commodore VIC-20 does more than your machines. It's a great computer that also plays great games. Like this, and this, and this.
A computer that plays great games?
Under $300?
Exactly.
So that was the Commodore commercial featuring William Shatner.
The Commodore VIC-20.
Under $300.
$300? Of 1970s free money. Like, yeah.
I noticed there is no Star Trek video game for the Commodore VIC-20 to tie in, unfortunately. But obviously, I suppose the big Shatner Star Trek connection here is that he is beaming in.
Yes, and you know, there's very long scenes where he asks computer things on the original series, so I presume this is just like playing on the fact that, you know, Captain Kirk knows computers, he beams in, and is immediately an expert.
That played like a sort of fake ad within a movie, just because you had that other guy be like, move over. Like, he had a whole character going on.
Really, really
like,
offended.
And I love there's a point where somebody would go, a computer that plays games?
Well, yeah, there's some little fucking nerd, isn't there, with him? Like, what's playing the computer games? But it's just, I noticed he didn't ask the Commodore VIC-20, what is love, to start fucking with it.
Also, you don't want Shatner talking to your computer too long, because it's going to then destroy itself. Burst into flames. So the next one up is 239, and this is another Commodore commercial.
Why buy just a video game from Atari or Intellivision? Invest in the wonder computer of the 1980s for under $300, the Commodore VIC-20. Unlike games, it has a real computer keyboard. With the Commodore VIC-20, the whole family can learn computing at home. Plays great games, too. Under $300, the wonder computer of the 1980s, the Commodore VIC-20.
So under $300, the Commodore VIC-20 is. How much is a PlayStation 5 these days?
Oh, God. £500.
It's £500. So you only need to shell out 200 quid more to get a PlayStation 5, the height of technology. And this is before we take into account inflation as well. How much of that fucking thing cost today?
Well, that's going to be $980,
isn't it? Yeah, I'm just looking up. $300 in 1980.
What is that now?
$1,129. For just a grand, you can have
for those fantastic graphics that they display in the advert. I notice now the kid has beaming in skills.
Exactly.
As well,
it wasn't just enough to have Shatner beaming in, it had to be the kid beaming in as well.
Yeah, he's now a junior Starfleet cadet.
Well, it's funny because the first commercial, it's the same product, but it was like the first commercial felt like it was the early 70s, but then it's like it's the same computer and he just looks a bit more.
Same computer with no upgrades at all. We're in a new decade now, people.
But they now can't afford the guy who's like, move over. He's moved all the way over out of fucking shop.
Space. Add more to your home, add more to your fuel bill. Lower your thermostat. Watch out. Bitter cold outer space can make inner space unlivable. Solution, a kerosene monitor system. One of the most efficient heating systems on Earth. Easy to install, thermostatically controlled, with a memory bank that turns itself on and off. A kerosene monitor system for economical comfort beyond the ordinary.
So we've just watched at 3:08 on this thing was the kerosene advert where William Shatner is hawking heaters, kerosene heaters, that basically take your house from like a cold, empty murder scene from Manhunter. It looked like Michael Mann's Manhunter.
Yeah, very blue.
It comes in there.
This is the Conservatives' party political broadcast hosted by Boris Johnson telling you to go and buy a new kettle to resolve all your electric bills.
Yeah. We talked a lot about space, and that was the Star Trek connection.
Does he keep calling his house the inner space?
Is this pre-inner space as covered on Spotlight of the Movies?
It's really difficult to date that one. I think that is like mid-80s.
Yeah. It's funny, like seeing how many of these ad Shatner's in, he really does have a kind of car salesman-like vibe about him. Like, as we'll see with every Star Trek actor, it seems, they do have the voice for ads, but Shatner especially, and just his demeanor and seeing him walk into shot and like, you know, sell you something. It's like, I can see it from him.
So I'm, so far, Kerosene not giving me vibes. I'm not going to score that one very high.
Should say we're going to do our favorite ranking after this. In fact, I should be writing these down.
I'd say favourites. I don't remember
all these. I think so far the first Commodore advert is in the lead currently.
Of the three.
My father drove a starship, so it's only natural I'd fly around in something space age. My new Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, totally redesigned for the future. It's powered by a fuel-injected V6, monitored by an onboard computer. I guess some things were just meant for the next generation. Ready, Dad?
I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Steady as she goes.
So that was the at 3:40.
The Cutlass Supreme.
That was an incredible piece of like advertising. The Oldsmobile, Melanie Shatner, which is William Shatner's.
One of his many daughters, because one of his daughters wrote the Captain's Log, yes, which I read extracts on the Final Frontier. It's not that one.
No, it's Liz Shatner was Captain's Log. And so we've got an actress here, Melanie Shatner. So it was fantastic. We had the Oldsmobile take off, a la DeLorean.
Great, because I wonder what year this was.
This is going to be 87, 88, I think.
Because I wondered if her mentioning it's for the next generation was pre-TNG.
It's got to be our time. Because it's funny, at the end they say it's the new generation, but she does say the next generation.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, well, that's got to be a direct reference. It's got to be early enough that it's got to be, I reckon, after Next Generation has debuted, but before the original cast movies have stopped.
Yeah.
So Shatner isn't demanding that line be ripped out of the script.
I think the other Trek references here, we've got onboard computer and Shatner teleports in once again.
He's going to do that in every ad, I think.
Yeah, I do like how, you know, spoilers for later, we have a sequel to this with Mr. Nimoy.
So we need to move on to...
Oh yeah, the Star Trek one. This is one of the main ones.
You keep getting me killed. I thought you had my back. Oh, not again.
That was the Star Trek video game. I put it down as Star Trek Online. I did not know there was a Star Trek game, which is called Star Trek.
Well, this is the strangest thing, because it's Shatner advertising a Kelvinverse game,
yeah,
which he is famously not a part of. And the game is coming out April 2013, so this is around the release of Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, we talked about this commercial in a recent episode, our Arena episode with Dan Thomas. We mentioned this commercial. It is an actual original tie-in movie game, not Star Trek Online, which of course starred previous guest Michelle Specht, who randomly out of the blue messaged me the other day. Like, she randomly watched Star Trek Ambush and was just like, Leo, I've just watched Star Trek Ambush. You were really amazing in it. Oh my God, you make such a good villain. I was like, actual actress from like most successful Star Trek fan film series ever, to the point where some people consider it one of the best Star Trek series, is complimenting my acting in this fan film. That's pretty cool.
I can't tell Greg.
So what do we think about this one, guys?
This is the best so far.
Yes, definitely, because
this is like, you know, this is properly,
it has a joke
to track.
Yep.
It's done very well. Shatner's well up for it. They're recreating the fight from Arena so well and making it funny because they're like, you know, so fucking old. Everything, like, even the Gorns in retirement age.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It was brilliantly choreographed, wasn't it? And then the little zoom in on Shatner's face when he throws the pillow at him. Oh.
But even like the bit where they're grappling is like directly doing that shot, for a famous shot from the episode.
It's funny how, you know, in BBFC would have cut that ear clap out, but now it's just in a commercial. They're like, no, it's a dangerous, imitable technique.
I always remember you talking about the ear claps back in the day. How dangerous they were to get cut out.
I had to cut them out, I swear, by force.
You take the script to remove the ear claps.
Oh, my God, Christ.
Oh, guys, deep cuts.
Keeping money in a savings account where it earns interest is logical. Keeping money in a checking account for convenience is also logical. But it's fascinating when you combine interest and convenience in Atlantic Bank's Interest Plus Checking, the account that draws 5% interest compounded daily on the same money you're using to write checks.
14:13 of this thing, we move into the Leonard Nimoy adverts, and we have him doing a hocking Atlantic Bank's checking account, which is a bit of a strange one, but it's, you know, it does a spot thing. We're going to get this a lot with Nimoy. Everything's logical. Obviously, it's very logical to buy this the particular checkers account.
Fascinating interest.
He's coming up with a hell of a mustache.
The thing I would say is, what we really need is the rival advert for this from Shatner for Crystal. Like, from TJ Hooker.
That's brilliant.
I love the way he just beams out at the end of this, because it has pure Simpsons energy of like, my work here is done. He's just like, checking accounts.
And what is going on with Nimoy's tash in this?
This is pure wilderness years, isn't it? Like, this is, you know, he's obviously made enough money for this checking account.
Is this Bilbo years?
I think post Bilbo years, but to the point where he feels like he can actually turn down Spock for the motion picture. Where he's like, no, I'm out, until they kind of like, you know, reverse the dump truck full of money. You know, just try to pay, and that's where he can do it. But he clearly paid his way.
Time. The truest test of any product is how it performs over time. Now, this Magnavox Star System Color Television, designed for the highest reliability in Magnavox history. Design concepts, technology, advanced manufacturing systems, for a picture as reliable as it is bright and clear. Magnavox, the brightest ideas in the world are here, today.
Okay, so at 15:14, Magnavox. This is a TV, which we've never heard of this brand ever since. This advert is fucking crazy. Like, we have just, it feels like an induction video for a cult. There's a lot of kind of, you know, sand timers.
Sand timers flipping.
Lots of triangles. If I wasn't into all that imagery around secret societies, I would say Leonard Nimoy is like...
It's almost like, mail us a check monthly for your induction into this cult. And it keeps doing these repeat shots of just like...
Yeah,
she's like whip and pan, crash soon.
It's like a music video without the music. Well, Nimoy's back with his tash, rocking the tash again, and he's just doing these kind of looks to camera, which is just intercut with just... You know what reminded me of? The parallax view.
Warren Beatty.
This is the video Warren Beatty's forced to watch at the end of the Paradise Hero.
Yeah. And it's just sort of like, will make you a killer.
Like, well, now about TVs, like nothing in there about how good they look.
I suppose it's just enough that it had a remote control, probably quite novel at the time. I'm trying to wonder what actually the direct connection is in here. Not really much other than it's technology again.
That's the thing. They're definitely getting them to hawk tech, aren't they? New tech. Like, because their connection is a bit like there's you could do a Doctor Who version of this where there was a series of adverts in the set with Tom Baker flogging computers and stuff like that. Like, so it's very much that thing.
My dad knows all about space vehicles. He directed me to the new Oldsmobile Silhouette. Its looks are stellar, and the interior is perfect for the enterprising family. The modular seats pull out easily. There's a place for everything. Compared to other forms of space travel, Silhouette is the logical choice. Right, Dad?
Eminently logical. This is the new Silhouette. Travel in space and style.
So at 17:15, if you've managed to keep up with us, we've been watching the Oldsmobile commercial with Julie Nimoy and Leonard Nimoy doing a riff on what we saw earlier with like Shatner's daughter appearing just before Shatner himself turns up. And Julie's got a SUV full of rugrats. It's got lots of modern features. They're on some kind of planet, which isn't Earth, because it's got purple skies. It's sort of CGI. What's Nimoy waiting on? Like some kind of purple skied highway in the middle of nowhere. Gets beamed off there into the car. She does the logical line this time, and then it flies away.
It has all the mod cons of cup holders.
Cup holders, yeah. It's a place for everything.
It's a proper passing of the torch.
Yeah. And yeah, it won't be the last time we'll see Nimoy and Shatner cross swords in an ad.
There was chock full of direct references in this one. I think it's up there.
Cross swords? Is this going to be their ad for late night porno or something?
So the next if you skip to 17:45, we'll just let keep playing. You're going to look at a Hallmark advert for ornaments, Star Trek related.
Excuse me, I'm interested in the new collector's ornament from Hallmark.
Ah, the shuttlecraft Galileo from the Starship Enterprise.
Precisely.
You know, it lights up when you plug it in. And listen.
Shuttlecraft to Enterprise. Spock here. Happy holidays. Live long and prosper.
Fascinating.
For a store in your sector now carrying the Star Trek ornament, call 1-800-HALLMARK.
Live long and prosper, right?
No, I'll take five.
So this might be my favorite.
Yeah, this might be the best one, yeah.
So Hallmark have got some special Star Trek ornaments in stock. The Shuttle Galileo, which is the first thing you think of. Leonard Nimoy turns up at a store that is just a Hallmark outlet. So it's like probably like
I didn't know these things existed. I thought Hallmark was a channel.
I think all these things. It's a gift card.
Oh, Hallmark cards.
Oh, yeah.
So in
the Hallmark lifetime movie.
In English money, this is going into birthdays.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Clinton cards. Like, yeah.
And going, here's a shuttle you can put on a Christmas tree that cost $25 in the 80s.
$24.95.
Spend 100 quid on one ornament.
Well, I suppose it's got a voice box, hasn't it? That's why. Yeah. Because it's got
happy holidays. Well, which presumably was recorded by him for this ornament, because I think it says happy holidays in the show.
Well, what I like is that the teller, the woman by the counter, knows what he's there for straight away without him saying, just by, because she obviously recognises that it's Leonard Nimoy. Mm. So she instantly goes, oh, well, obviously you'll be here, Leonard, for the Star Trek ornament. But I was like, what a weird presumption to make. Oh, because I was in Star Trek. Obviously I want that. Yeah, I think I've had a fucking another Star Trek, love, unless you're paying me to do this advert, in which case I'll be happy to talk
I'm
about
here
it.
By my own tax.
I enjoyed the look to camera with fascinating. It rises the eyebrow as it plays this little message.
And then not for nothing, he's saying, you know, he does the Vulcan salute and says, I'll take five. Like, that's like $125.
Are you sure? You report he'd get a discount at least. Yeah. Jesus.
Something about this is very warm and fuzzy. Just like the, you know, mid-90s.
The kind corporate of greed.
It's just a little soft focusy kind of like, it feels like, you know, Miracle on 34th Street remake kind of era.
Is it an ornament for a Christmas tree? Is that what
I don't think it is. I think it's bigger. It's too heavy. Yeah, your tree, your branch would tumble under the
yeah,
weight.
Yeah, because it reminded me of...
There's a voice box inside.
There's an episode of Star Trek Voyager where there's a Voyager ornament in a Christmas tree. That's what I might think of.
Yeah. So that was a thing. Moving on to, next up, listeners, 1820 on our time here will be time computers. So we'll see you on the other side.
Space? We've been there. Time. That's the new frontier. Physically traveling through time isn't possible. But with a time machine from time computers, you can go into the future. Imagine a whole book, encyclopedia, or even a movie on a single disc. And the internet is changing the way the next generation think. From looking at tomorrow's weather to banking and shopping. From here, we can see a billion years into the past. With a time machine, you can see into the future. Why buy an ordinary PC when you can buy a time machine from time computers?
Time machine, time computers. This was made a big splash in about 1998. Everybody like sort of opening up, like, you know, in stores, you know, sort of like the PC world at the time.
Do we have these here?
Yeah, I had one. I had a time machine. We were bought in, I think
were you able to see into the future?
I got to see, like, you know, I felt a bit like a comic book guy, like trying to download my Janeway porn, like, you know, it's like the dial-up, come on. So yeah, no, remember the dial-up, you know.
A book, encyclopedia, or even a movie on a single disc.
Yeah, I don't think Lars had a DVD player. No. I think it might have a CD-ROM drive still.
No.
Dad should have paid for the upgrade. I know it came with Windows ME. Which is basically Windows measles. Like, it's so shit.
Yeah.
Everything he says in this commercial has come true. Come to pass. And it's just fun because, like, at the time, you know, looking at the sort of mock-up of what the internet looks like is clearly not what the internet was.
The video and, call, that no video calls were
yeah, imagine good, doing but, a yeah. video call in 1998 dial-up internet.
They just basically superimpose his face.
It's just a JPEG.
Well, it would just look like, you know, when they pixelate you out, like, that would be like 2 pixels placeable talking to each other. Yeah, a lot of nostalgia for this one. We had a time machine. It wasn't a good computer. I think it had to be replaced after like 2 years by another PC. I think we went to Hewlett Packard after this.
A real PC manufacturer.
Yeah,
with a time machine, you can see into the future. You will need to fucking sell it.
Well, you'll see exactly what you need to replace.
Or take it to the local scrapyard.
Actually, it might have been Windows 98 version 2. I can't remember which operating system, but whichever one it was terrible.
I had ME for a bit, and it crashed all the time.
Oh. Yes, because the Hewlett one was XP. So yeah, this was the shit one.
Yeah.
So. But a lot of gravitas to Nimoy's performance.
Oh, this yeah, one. Nimoy's really bringing it. I trust him. I'm being sold. This
well, you
year.
Did trust him.
Well, I think we didn't see whole the commercials until afterwards, him. And I was like, retrospectively, really happy we had a time machine because Leonard Nimoy sold it.
But I mean, imagine a whole book on a single disc. It's
I did have Encarta. I think it did come with Encarta, on a disc. Not the Encarta. No, it came with Encarta World Atlas, not the encyclopedia. Now scroll to 2056 for the next commercial.
Some would say that navigating the internet was as difficult as getting through the Bermuda Triangle. That is until NetWord. A system of internet keywords that brings modern navigation to the web. Go to netword.com and enter a NetWord for wherever you want to go and what to do when you get there.
Logical.
NetWord. Making the internet human.
Is this pre-search engine?
No, this is... No, because the search engines at the time had Jeeves and we had, like, that kind of thing. So it's just everyone trying to get on the block at the time. I never even heard of NetWord.
No.
I'm like, but that isn't... I'm like, what he's described, this is what I say. Is it pre-searching? Because I don't know what year... Does it say what year the
I think this is 99. Like, this is dot-com boom, like, just before the bust.
Because I was thinking, because, like you say, Ask Jeeves stuff like, when did that come along in terms of, like, because... I'm like, this feels
AOL
like
stuff like that, doesn't it?
It feels like this is going, oh, this is what we have before a search engine. You type in a keyword and then you find
it's probably like NetWord came along and was immediately buried by AOL or something.
Well, and with Ask Jeeves, do you remember? You actually had, at the beginning, you actually had to ask it an actual question. You couldn't just type in massive cocks. You had to actually go, Mr. Jeeves, please, can you tell me where to find the massive cocks? And then Jeeves
is like, certainly. Your massive cocks.
Yeah. But also, why has he got his PC like on a coffee table that he's like stooping over? That's a weird thing as well.
He's working from home. This is around 2020 pandemic time.
Well, I'm going to call it now. If Nimoy was alive today or he was this age now, he'd be selling crypto.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I would say crypto are logical.
Yeah, crypto is the logical way to invest. And, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried would have taken most of, like, Lee Moy's, like, nest egg with him to his 25 years in jail. So, yeah, that happened. Skip on, guys, to 2305. And we're going to have a look at a leave.
Ira, listen to me. You're my agent. You have to believe me. I can't do it. Why? Because it hurts. I'm trying right now, and it's not working.
We have to cancel the date. A leave? Sure, I'll try it.
Okay, so this is a leave, which is the arthritis medicine. A lot of questions about this one. Ira, like, is that like Ira Stephen Bear? Like, is his agent, like, the showrunner of DS9?
That's what he did after he lost his job as showrunner of DS9. He's like, I'm agent to the stars now.
Why is he playing Steve Jobs? This is a good, it's like, it's a Star Trek convention, but he's dressed like Steve Jobs to a ridiculous degree.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe pre Jobs sort of becoming like a massive celebrity with the iPhone.
If this is maybe like the noughties, perhaps, then yeah.
Well, this is for an arthritis medicine, and he needs the arthritis medicine in order for him to be able to do the Vulcan salute.
Yeah.
Which I should say, I can't do now. And as far as I'm aware,
you need to believe me.
I haven't got arthritis. So, yeah.
Well, that's great news. Believe.
It's a bizarre one. And also, like, it's one of those funny commercials where he's not giving the person they've owned the phone any time to have, like, interjected. Believe? Sure, I'll try it. Like,
look, speaking as someone who's actually made a commercial to actual broadcast specifications, you got to hit that tight 30-second mark. So literally you've got no time for letting someone else answer on the phone.
Yeah.
It does feel like someone had the bright idea of being like, arthritis. Nimoy, he's old. He needs to do something specific with his hands. Boom, we got it.
It's a good effort. I thought it was a fun premise. Now, Spocklers, we're moving into James Doohan territory. If you move along the dial to 2415.
Thanks a lot, Citibank. You had to make your Visa and MasterCard better than other banks. Just by using them, we earn bonuses called City Dollars. They could have saved us up to 40% on things like color TVs, VCRs. But my husband thought we should use ours for something a little more down to earth.
Are you ready, Wendy? It's your turn to beam us up. I'll give her all she's got.
That is James Doohan, and presumably his wife. Like, well, it's maybe a feature of the Star Trek
keeping it in the past, family.
Bringing in the family members to sort of mostly do most of the commercials themselves. I think in this case, James Doohan's wife's the least actor of all of them.
So got to get her out of the house somehow.
So, yeah, she's selling, like, you know, Visa points. I think it's like, you know, basically how you get with an American Express card. But James Doohan, in full Scotty voice, you know, this isn't his actual voice, by the way. He's not Scottish, he's Canadian. Just to remind everybody. He's doing Scotty voice, but he's also playing himself. Weird. And he's like, spent the money on a remote control car door and makes it go up and down. And his long-suffering wife just to sit there in the car with him whilst he...
It's like, she's just like, yes, dear, let's get you inside.
Yes. Inside.
You were on a Star Trek, you say.
Yeah.
Come sit in your favourite chair.
So James Doohan's got, like, early onset dementia. And
I knew I was doing something with techie stuff.
Yeah.
I can open the garage doors. But yeah, you're right. Because he says, I'm James Doohan in Scotty voice. So it's like... Do you reckon the makers of the commercial just didn't realise that the Scotty voice wasn't his own voice? They're like, so well, you're you, but... Why aren't you being Scotty?
Yeah.
Take it again.
So I think we can move on to the next one. The next one, straight after this, at 2447.
You know, it's been 20 years since Star Trek first aired. And to this day, the Star Trek saga still captures the imagination of millions of fans all over the world. The adventure continues. And to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Star Trek, I'm very pleased to present the first ever series of Star Trek collector plates featuring the key members of the Starship Enterprise crew. On the first plate is my illustrious friend, Mr. Spock. Now, it captures all of Mr. Spock's superior intelligence and calm demeanor. A remarkable likeness, I would say. Under an exclusive license from Paramount Pictures, Mr. Spock is available only through Ernst Enterprises in association with the Hamilton Collection. Right now, the Mr. Spock plate can be yours for only $29.50. Now, enjoy this plate for a full month and risk nothing. Because the Hamilton Collection guarantees they'll buy back your plate at the original price if you're not satisfied. And through this special TV offer, with your paid order, you'll also receive a free 6-month membership in the official Star Trek fan club. You'll be sent free the club's bi-monthly magazine and newsletter, plus lots more. So beam aboard and join us in celebrating the 20th anniversary of Star Trek. To order Mr. Spock and get your free membership, here's all you do.
Okay, so James Doohan, this is the one we've laughed the most over, I think. This is James Doohan flogging a 20th anniversary collector's plate of Mr. Spock. So he introduced himself as James Doohan in full Scotty voice.
Yeah.
Well, then later on, you say in full Scotty voice, he's completely lost the Scotty accent. He sounds more Irish.
Yes, by the end. Yeah, like it's like by the end he runs out of steam completely, and it's just mangling this accent. But he just says, "My illustrious friend, Mr. Spock." So it's like, wait a second, James Doohan's friends with Mr. Spock? Like,
it's like I love how the plate he's advertising doesn't even have fucking have him on it. He's like the first plate.
It's not my illustrious
friend, Mr. Spock. They get to me in about plate 560.
I just think as well, because like it opens with like loads of clips from the original show, one up, a couple, and they're all Scotty clips. So it's like, yeah, that was the end of the Scotty.
Well, and also he switches it off like, that's enough of that.
There was some fine adventure.
Anyway, it's like a shit plate. And it's just a weird plate, because it's like, it looks like, do you know what? It feels like Sunday school junior Bible illustration.
It's your grand's favourite China, yeah. The fact that it's Scotty introducing the 20th anniversary, yeah. That pans down to a plate featuring Spock instead. And then when he walks back and goes, and if for some reason you're not fully set, satisfied them, but he's just basically saying like, and if it's shit, we'll buy it back because we know it is.
If it's shit, we'll smash it over your head.
I'd be interested to know how much those plates go for now. So the 20th anniversary plate.
And we could eBay them, surely. Like, this is the 20th anniversary as well.
So it's 1986.
1986. So he's still doing the movies at this point.
Yeah,
this is the same year as Boy Cho.
Massive hit.
I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my god.
Just imagine a TV ad that came out now and it was like, 50 years of Star Trek. Here's a fucking picnic camper. Like, what do you want?
Right, I'm going to look this up on eBay.
Oh, okay.
That fan club must still be going. And
yeah, well, it's also, guys, the plate's not enough. We actually have to kind of entice you with all this other bump. Like, you know, subscription, 6 month subscription. You know, we're going to be spammed for your letterbox.
Oh, so there is one, the Hamilton Collection Star Trek, but this is...
Yeah.
This is saying 1990s, but I think this is the one. No, this is the one he's doing. Yeah, this is it, because it's got the picture of Spock, and it's got the similar thing. Yeah. It's the same company.
So how much?
How much do you think?
It was on for like $26, wasn't it? On the
yeah, $25.90.
I think this might be the whole collection.
For $25.90.
I think, yeah.
He finally caught them out.
Yeah, I think this is the whole collection. I think this is like literally, which is 6 plates. So it also includes... Right, okay. So I'll tell you now that Scotty doesn't get his own plate. There's one of Spock, one of McCoy, one of Kirk, and then there's one of the Enterprise... And there's one of, like, specifically of Voyage Home, because it's all the different cast of different moments of Voyage Home. And it's got the bit where Scotty is, hello, computer.
Yeah, it's like
that bit. Like, so he doesn't even get his own plate. So let's put bets on how much you think this collection of valuable collector plates is going to be.
40 quid?
50 bucks.
£15.
It's gonna...
You will have to pay $3.99 of postage. But they are available. You can get the entire collection for £15.
Why don't we just sell them back to Hamilton and they get like $26 per plate?
That's the guarantee.
I'm not satisfied.
I mean, that is crazy. 15 quid, like, for the whole shebang.
Oh god.
Now, 2849, George Takei era. Oh, wow. We've skipped over a couple of characters because they didn't really do Star Trek-y ones, but here's George.
Hello out there. I'm Mr. Sulu of Star Trek. When I'm out in space, I use the Starship Enterprise to get around. When I'm here in Milwaukee, I ride the bus to save time and money. Your $5 weekly pass is a great buy. Your bus tickets, the greatest. Take it from a man who knows. Your Milwaukee County transit system is really out of this world.
Come ride with us on the bus.
Right, so this must be motion picture.
Motion picture.
He's wearing the motion picture uniform. So in this advert, Takei says, Take it from a man who knows.
I get the bus in with
but if you remember another advert, which we'll talk about, which is an advert we've talked about on the show before, was the McDonald's Klingon advert from the motion picture. And in that it says, take it from a father who knows. Yeah. So why was this a catchphrase of Star Trek motion picture adverts at the time? What the fuck?
But this just...
When I'm
out in space, I use the Starship Enterprise to get around. Like, when I'm in
Milwaukee,
I use the bus to save time and money.
The transit system.
Come ride with us.
The bus. I know. This feels like a Simpsons skit.
These feel like Troy McClure.
Yeah, it's a Troy McClure thing. It's like, you may remember me from Star Trek.
I also get the bus. I thought this was... God. This is one of the funniest.
George Takei, bus wanker.
Did you see this one already?
Yeah.
Come and bus on. Right. Now, dear listeners, skip to 30 minutes and 16 seconds.
At Sharp, our goal is to reproduce every color in the world on TV. Introducing Quatron Quadpixel technology. It adds a fourth color, yellow, to the standard RGB color system, creating a vast array of colors you can't see with your TV's three-color technology. But you can see this. Whoa! Oh my!
Quatron from Sharp. You have to see it to see it.
What year is this from? Because this must be pre-HD TV.
I think it's sort of like, this feels like 2007. It's like first generation flat screen TV.
It's flat. It's not, it can't be HD because it wouldn't make any sense. He's saying they just add a fourth colour.
That's the weird thing. It sounds really primitive because he's just like, we've added a colour.
Yeah,
and then when the TV turns around, it's really thin. It's like today's TV.
I don't know if that's... I don't know how this is possible. It must be not that...
It must be pre-HD. It must be... And it just must be a case a bit like the Time Machine computer, then make it look better than it actually is.
I think this Trading Standards is the first... This is the first commercial I think Trading Standards should tear this one. George Takei hawking this new Sharp TV where they've added yellow. Because I'm pretty sure I saw yellow on my old TVs as well. you've never seen yellow like this. So that was quite something. The George Takei era, bang for a buck. There's quite a lot to talk about those two. We're now moving into multiple cast member territory. And if you scroll along to 33 minutes, 23 seconds, you get our first Shatner Nimoy joint.
Someone just asked me why I wasn't flying the plane.
And you said?
I'm not the captain.
Anyway, we're on vacation. Can't they tell we're on vacation? Well, why does that look familiar?
Because we've been there. I like it better here.
Frequent flyers like the future on Western Airlines.
It's the only way to fly.
Only. What a novel concept.
I don't get this advert. It's the only way to fly. Only.
What a novel concept.
I know, because I'm pretty sure that wasn't the only airline and isn't the only airline. But that's Western Airlines and Nimoy and Shatner going to Hawaii. Zoom. They've got a little bubbling volcano for some reason, being delivered down the aisle to them specifically.
And that's a specific reference.
He says, because we've been there.
I think it's just like some TOS set. I think it's just some random rock thing. Although there was no volcanoes. I mean, that was actually more exciting than the sets they were on. They have great chemistry. They're clearly having a good time here. This track reference is a little thin, but...
That's the big thing, isn't it?
You know what advertising campaign would have really worked with these two? The I'm an Apple, I'm a PC.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, yes.
Specifically, two different types of people saying what pluses and...
Yeah, they should have done the American version.
Yeah.
Shatner's PC, right?
Nimoy would be like, I'm a time machine.
And if you don't see any other commercial, make time to watch 33 minutes 51 seconds. This is the Power Gen commercial featuring Shatner and Doolin.
Meteorite storm. Scotty, beam us up.
Scotty,
don't worry, Captain. It's only a shower.
To brolly, you Wally! Beam us up!
Captain, I haven't got the power!
Try, man, try! Power! More power!
Man's power, man.
Right. Okay, this power gen commercial, I presume 1990 time, because it's like Trek 5 costumes. It's got a clip from Trek 2. It's on the next gen sets. So that's being aired. Some very deep Star Trek credentials going on here.
And this is a British ad.
This is a British advert.
Because they're using even British croakers.
Brollies and Wallies. So this is basically, I think, a Thatcher thing, privatizing our energy grid.
Right.
And so, you know, as it was being kind of like cut up, they were investors, like, you know, to basically become shareholders in the new power networks. So if you could run back time, absolutely buy these shares, because now, you know, you're making loads of money and we're all paying massive bills.
Well, I don't know, power gen still effect?
Well, I think it would have moved over to something else.
Right.
But power, yeah.
They were sold. Absorbed. Sold.
And maybe if we look at the Wikipedia page for power gen, we're like, they all lost their money. But all we know is, like, you know, utility companies are just like massively making loads of money, shareholders, and their profits are like ridiculous, aren't they?
God, how many ads of this time must have used the I got the power
track?
But this is actually quite impressive, right? It actually looks like an episode. It looks like sort of, it is not quite obviously like movie level or even TNG level, but it looks like the kind of thing that you would have might have seen in Star Trek Phase 2, if that had ever become a thing.
Well, I think it's this more going on than the end of Star Trek 5. You know, there's like a, you know, meteorite shower, like, and Shatner has to take cover in a cave. Like, it's pretty impressive, that opening shot.
Yeah. You've got like full-on ship shots and stuff, especially as it's a British ad as well.
Yeah. So the file footage of the shots, but, you know, they got Doohan out, decked him out in the uniform. But random, like, British dude just turning up and going,
It's got a bigger budget than Sylvester McCoy or Doctor Who, or
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's very impressive. That.
Hi, I'm Chris, and this is Anna with MCI. She recently started a great friends and family calling circle.
A group of friends that wanted to get back in touch.
I believe I actually said we should resume communicating.
So Anna called, and I signed up.
And Chris called me.
I thought if anybody belongs in friends and family, it's us.
I used to get tired of staring at those faces. Now I kind of miss them.
I joined the save the 20% because when I call him, I end up talking to an answering machine, which is more interesting than he is.
I'm usually home. I'm just selective about the calls I take.
When they were forming the circle, they obviously saved the best for last.
Oh, that's why she called me next.
Who is that?
How did he get in here?
There seems to be some error.
I believe you were in the wrong circle.
If you go to 3450-ish, you will find the MCI Friends and Family calling circle. I guess it's like BT Friends and Family, but in America.
It's a group chat, but it's over the phone.
Phone numbers could be like at a different rate. So, you know, when you used to get itemized phone bills and it's like, there's your friends and family numbers, like, you know.
I'll say this now, this fucking lot are never called each other.
And I think, you know,
especially Kaling, just
the benefit of this advert is none of them had to appear together like filming separately.
Yeah, because in its favour, you know, they got everyone back, plus a surprise Frank. So it's good to see him, like, because this would have been, I don't know when McCoy died, because he was the first.
It's 97, so,
okay, so before then.
I think this is like 95. Yeah, something around then, I reckon. So yeah, he's but he gets the most dialogue. Like, the most dialogue gets to DeForest, who's like, excellent as always. But yeah, the real thing here is that little twist of Frakes coming at the end. Like,
how did he get on the line?
But then you've got like, this extended kind of like picture of them all laughing their ass off. I mean, so laughing their asses off. It's
I need to fill the space, guys. Keep laughing.
Well, why is there an audience watching them on screens? With them all, are they like the office workers? And they're like, wow, we didn't realise what one of the groups we got is the whole cast of Star Trek.
I just want to shout out some of the ones from in here that we don't have the time codes for. But there was a Koenig one where he's flogging some CDs for the music, including one that's a sound effects album featuring 6 minutes of door sounds. Which is great.
Star Trek door sounds or just fucking
Star Trek door sounds?
Or just any old fucking door sounds.
And then there's an ongoing one which Shatner must have done recently, but it's him and Kaylee Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, well, she's the... To bring it back to our lesson, is the woman who's the star of
the
flight attendant.
Yeah.
And the showrunner of that is now a screenwriter of the new Star Trek movie.
So it's those two obviously did a series of these ads for Priceline where you can bring up and get good price for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the last one, and a few other ones, I think, Nimoy comes in and replaces Cuoco. So Shatner's like, oh, I'm still doing this, right? And Nimoy's like, you still here?
But who could possibly replace me?
Hi, guys. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Leonard.
The new Priceline. Now there's a choice.
So at random, one we found separately was the Trivial Pursuit. You can find it as a Trivial Pursuit 10th Anniversary Edition board game with DeForest Kelly, probably his last on-screen appearance.
Science and nature. How many chambers are there in a human heart?
How should I know? I'm an actor, not a doctor.
The Trivial Pursuit 10th Anniversary Edition. Is anyone not playing this game?
And the doors you come through make the Star Trek swoosh sound. So a bit of a weird one.
Again, it's like, are you DeForest or are you Bones? Like, what is this melding of the world?
Building the thing, yeah.
This would be a senile dementia or a lost track of which was worked.
So moving into like a new one, which is the next gen ads. Commercials featuring Star Trek Next Generation members. Our first one is...
I'm Michael Dorn. I play the Klingon warrior Worf on Star Trek The Next Generation. Worf spent years getting an education Starfleet required. Now, he's a skilled and respected member of the elite Enterprise crew.
Worf to Enterprise.
Go ahead, sir.
Beam me up.
To reach your goals in the 21st century, you'll need a good education. So be patient, stay in school, and graduate.
Brought to you by the Air Force, because we know the value of a good education.
So, yeah, what a twist.
Michael Dorn, stay in school, kids. Brought to you by the Air Force.
It's like, we'll need people like you to take bullets for our country.
It's so Starship Troopers.
Logical. But again, very much chosen because he's the security guy.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the other actors from there also does it. I think it might be Gates McFadden does another Air Force one. Which I didn't.
I'll be patching you up when you fucking die.
Oh, she does like hair. She does Air Force. But the one I've chosen just as the last one, because it's got nothing to do with Star Trek, but Marina Sirtis did an advert, and guess who's in it? 2010.
Your cinzano bianco, signora. Thank you.
Ah, yes. Gracias.
Ah, due.
No. Mine was a cinzano as well.
It is cinzano. The one and only Lena Rossiter being served a cinzano by Marina Sirtis.
And that's Joan Collins with them, isn't it?
Was it?
I'm pretty sure, because this was a famous series of adverts. This wasn't just a one-off. This was a famous series of adverts with Leonard Rossiter and Joan Collins.
Someone in it, that's who I thought you meant, Joan Collins.
Well, yeah, especially as, obviously, that's an extra Star Trek connection.
Yeah, it is.
Is this possibly even pre-TNG? Because that seemed like Sirtis when she was like an extra.
Oh, yeah. But this is, what's it called? Death Wish 3.
Yes.
Back in action.
Yes.
Might have only been... No, it was a series of commercials. Created an unlikely partnership between Len Rossiter and actress Joan Collins. So this is 1978.
Wow.
This commercial. Whoa. This specific one, which is... So this is really young Marina here, because this is the height of Leonard Rossiter being in Rising Damp. Yeah. Obviously, which...
And Resurrection.
Yeah, for the Rise of Rachel Perrin as well. I mean, I love Leonard Rossiter. Absolutely amazing actor. And he's playing very different kind of role here, as he's playing like much posher kind of person than Rigsby in Rising Damp, where he's not the slum landlord. Like, which is absolutely hilarious. Great to see him in this. So yeah, that is actually like a classic commercial. Like when they did the 100 greatest adverts on like Channel 4 back in like the early noughties, so that would have been in there.
A final commercial, we have to end with this one, which is probably where we all began. It's the motion picture commercial for McDonald's. So fun bit of trivia here is this is the first ever movie tie-in. Like, was for the Star Trek motion picture. Here we go.
Noob McDonald's!
For you parents who don't speak Klingonese, he's saying, people of Earth, unite and bring your kids to McDonald's for a Star Trek meal. That's a regular hamburger, fries, soft drink, a McDonald's cookie sampler, and a Star Trek prize. Oh yes, five different boxes based on Star Trek the motion picture. Action scenes, jokes, games. He says, take it from a father who knows. His kids love them. McDonald's Star Trek meal available for your kids now.
Take it from a father that knows.
What's really interesting about that advert is you can tell it's the first one because they are not calling them Happy Meals yet. They're not going, this is a Happy Meal. They say it's a Star Trek meal because it's a one-off special thing on Star Trek, which obviously then would kick off the Happy Meal craze. Because by the time we're kids, Happy Meals are huge, huge things.
That's like, got to bring it back. Be like, do you want a Star Trek meal? What do you mean? Happy Meal? No, I mean a Star Trek meal. Call it by its proper title.
Take it from a farm.
I was playing with a Happy Meal toy today on the way to London. It was like they give away three sort of mini card games, a travel version of Dobble that me and Theo played on the train, which was like, where did we get a Happy Meal? Oh,
the happiness continues.
Yeah, I didn't think they still did toys in them in the same way that they stopped putting toys in cereal and stuff.
Yeah, you can choose. You can do a toy or a piece of fruit or something.
No,
you're right. It's not that. That's the swap out for the book. Is it a toy or a book?
Oh, okay. Oh. Who wants to read?
Imagine it's like the kid who's like reading in the corner of a doll's fucking
Well, it was when they gave a comic book, so they did a Batman tie in it. Who would be the nerd then?
Well, I mean, of course, I famously never got Happy Meals as a kid. Because
never happy.
I was depressed. That's why I'm in therapy, man. Just because obviously I was raised vegetarian, so we were never getting Happy Meals.
It's the plant now is apparently quite good.
So yeah, well, there you go. See, now I would have been able to get one.
I would wonder how much these are going for on eBay, because I actually quite want a motion picture themed McDonald's toy. special place in my heart. And I think, well, let me look that up. Matt, like, come to you for like your favourite commercial. Have you got any shout outs?
My favourites are just for the kitsch comedy elements. Definitely two head block in the plate. And two K block in the
plate. The Milwaukee bus system.
A combination of person, point of the end. And catchphrase at the end.
Well, just like him in the uniform, just standing in front of the wall. Like, he's like,
there's no buses in the effort. It's just take Takai's word for it. There are buses that exist in Milwaukee.
I think that tickled you a lot. Yeah, I'm going to give that one a bit of a hit.
The Oldsmobile doubles are fun. The time machine, of course. For its prescient look at the future. And everybody chatting on the phone and freaks invading is good. But yeah, oh my God.
So, you can buy, you only get the box, but it's vintage Star Trek McDonald's Happy Meal box, the Bridge Paramount 1979. And so the description says this vintage McDonald's Happy Meal box features Captain Kirk and the Bridge. For the original Star Trek series made by Paramount in 1979, this collectible item is perfect for any Star Trek fan or collector. The box depicts Captain Kirk and other crew members on the bridge of the Enterprise with vibrant colours and intricate details. The box is in the same condition as it was when it was originally released. They've posted photos, you can literally tell that even that's not true. From the photos. It is a true piece of Star Trek history. And a must-have for any avid collector. Add this unique piece to your collection.
Kind of amazing that there are any still in existence, because the amount of people you'd buy a Happy Meal and then just crunch up the box and chuck it in a bin.
Yeah.
So, how much are you going to be willing to lay down? How many green queens are you going to be willing to lay down?
For 25 this? Quid?
You can have it for £14.96.
Is it really 14 pounds at Star Trek?
It is from the US, so you have to pay $15.92.
£15.
Are they like still included? The book?
Yeah, they're all from the US, so I wonder if they even had these in the UK.
I don't think McDonald's was that big in the UK until like the 80s. Really took off after that. But I think. I would want the toy.
Yeah, well, you don't get the toy.
I kept my Phantom Menace, like, KFC buckets for a long, long time. And still with the original grease.
Christ.
I've definitely got some Phantom Menace tat somewhere.
Yes, so, my favourites of these... I mean, the one that made me laugh the most was Scotty and the Flakes. See, that's the one.
Nice, I'm glad I'm adventurous.
I think in terms of, like, best actual advert... the thing is, the Cinzano Bianco one gets discounted.
Yeah, it's a brand.
Yeah, because that is genuinely a famous advert. Like, I kind of feel like, and it's not great because of Marina Sirtis. So I think the best actual advert from these ones is probably the video game one. I think that's the best, most well known. It's very funny, referential Star Trek. It's actually really well directed and stuff like that to get. It like that. Shatner's really game. I think that's the best actual commercial. But in terms of funnies, Scotty the Fates is incredible. I also want to mention, I don't think it's got any Star Trek connection apart from the fact that it's Pichu. But of course, the most recent advert I can think of, which I've seen a lot, is the Patrick Stewart one for Yorkshire Tea, where it's like a leaving party. And Patrick Stewart comes and does the speech. for the person who's like leaving. And he's like, and now we're having a pint to the dog and chocolate. Yeah, like, yeah, that's the thing I can think of recently. Yeah. But I hope it's a Star Trek collection.
He's brain training with somebody as well, like another famous actress in that those commercials. And it was the kind of.
Julie Walters.
Julie Walters, and they're doing the, what's it called, the Game Boy of that era.
Nintendo DS, yeah.
Nintendo DS. And it's like, I was waiting for a Trek reference. It's like, no, there's nothing there. Can't include it.
I caught that one. It's really weird because there's just a bit where she's doing brain training and she puts a number in. And he says like, oh, 63, is that your favourite number? And it's like, that's not really a punchline. It's just...
No, no. It's just like two old hams. Just like, you know, just to make some money.
You'd have thought him and McKellen would have done an advert.
That would have been amazing, yes. Exactly.
You would have thought so, but no, I guess not. But, yeah, I think, yeah, so for me, number one in an actual Star Trek video game commercial, number one in terms of to make you laugh like a drain is Scotty and the Plates. Honourable mentions to the Hallmark ornament.
The Hallmark ornament.
Nimoy is very funny. And to Kay's Milwaukee buses. Actually, you know what? Actually, joint first place for actual advert, the Power Gen.
The Power Gen one is one for me as well. Yeah, like, yeah. I think that's just great. But I hope you enjoyed this little trek through the commercials of Star Trek.
Was the Power Gen on your phone?
I think it's probably the plates, because I think I've enjoyed them more watching it through your eyes as well. I think that's that's going to be with me for a long time. So I also love that, like, Klingon, like, McDonald's one. Just something about, like, action scenes. It's like, what action scenes are you talking about?
slow burn cerebral.
I think we talked about this in our 40th anniversary motion picture episode. It's the combination of the McDonald's, like, kids thing with the fucking motion picture.
Yeah, that's what's hilarious. I mean, it wouldn't work for the Wrath of Khan. It was like, you're a revenge best cold of your free dessert.
Yeah, but at least the action scenes thing would have been real. Yeah, oh my God. But no, some really, really fun ones.
I could see, like, you know, Voyage Home doing like a time of, like, you know, some kind of fish restaurants.
I mean, it's a Simpsons ad again. It's like, you know, it's like get a Happy Meal toy with every screening of Solaris or something.
So I mean, it would be really interesting actually to hear from listeners on this one, because I'm sure there's adverts and commercials we've missed ultimately. So if you can think of a commercial with an actual proper Trek connection beyond just the cast member that you think we should have included, let us know and send us the YouTube link, because so we can hopefully laugh. But no, it's been a lot of fun. Good idea, Paul.
Yeah, hope you had a chance to play along at home. And if you've made it this far, Godspeed.
Yes, so goodbye from me and my illustrious friends.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating four cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes.
Stuart. So it's come to this.
Thank you. Bravo.
Careful, Hamill. Daddy's not here to save you.
Oh, I am my daddy.
Come again?
Wait, what? You said Daddy's not here to save you.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure I got that right.